I did want to point out page 263, right in the middle, number 4. 4A. An alternative weak aorist third-person plural form is possible even in Koine. Now let me just talk about that. What happened here with the forms is the forms as you have them in the book, and I'm going to put them up here. Dave, watch this now. Lysaime, Lysais, Lysai, Lysaimen. And this is, by the way, this is the way they occur in the New Testament, essentially. Lysaime, Lysais, Lysai, Lysaimen, Lysaite, Lysaian. You know, clearly that form was a little suspect. It looks, again, like an aorist, infinitive. Classical Greek made two changes here. What they did was this. Is they brought in a different diphthong and then used that alpha like the weak aorist connecting vowel. And so you had lis, lis I air here and lis I as and lis I on. You'll still see this possibly around the New Testament right here. But the classical forms did not use this, especially here. Clearly, that is a kind of a strange form to have, but there are a bunch of these in the New Testament, a bunch of those, that are third-person singular optatives. You find them in Thessalonians and so on, and I believe we have here in the 1 Thessalonians 3:11 passage, you'll see that third singular form. This over here is classical Greek. Yes? So should we familiarize ourselves with No. Those don't worry about that. Just, make sure you've got that.